The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
War in Ukraine shows no sign of ending. Russia continues to launch daily aerial attacks as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once again calls on allies for support. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump continues to flip-flop on Ukraine. But his latest plan to send Patriot air defense systems via NATO to Ukraine raises the question, could this be a turning point in the war for Ukraine against Russia? Now, joining me is Emmanuel Chaz, who's a French correspondent who's been reporting from Kiev and the war since 2022. Emmanuel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, I should ask you how things are at the moment in Ukraine, because the bombardment from Russia has been relentless.
It has been relentless indeed. And since the last time we talked about those bombardments, it has taken a completely different turn. Remember when I was telling you about the bombing in Kyiv, it was still manageable. And now when we do have attacks over the city, this hasn't happened in 3 days, but just before last week, it's really a difference in intensity. What I mean by that is that it's not just one or two drones, which is scary enough, that are looming over the city and that are shut down. It's just dozens of drones that you hear during hours on end, and explosions that you hear for that amount of time just over your head. And you can see that this difference is really felt by the population, because before you could see, for example, here in the center, people would not necessarily go to shelters, go to the subway, during the night. But now most of the people I know, they just take their sleeping bag in the evening, and I just go sleep in the subway, because they know that they are more likely than not to be under an attack. So I would say the worry has definitely increased with the increasing amount of strikes and the intensifying of Russian strikes against Ukraine.
Is it obvious, if you're walking around the center of Kiev, is it obvious the damage that has been inflicted by Russia?
Well, in the very center of the city, it is not obvious, because it is the most protected. Why is it so? It's because you have all the institutions of the country there. You also have international institutions, embassies. So it is very well protected, because if that goes down, then it's the whole, state apparatus that goes down with it. However, if you do go a bit further, for example, in the district of Solomyansky, which is relentlessly targeted by Russia, then you see residential buildings being completely torn apart. You can see, those debris everywhere. And it's definitely places where people know when the sirens start late at night or early in the morning that they are very likely to be targeted by drones or by incoming missiles.
Now, the president has replaced his prime minister. What can you tell us about the new person?
Well, there has been this reshuffle this week. Now, Volodymyr Zelensky said that he wanted Yulia Sviridenko, the current economy minister and vice prime minister, to become prime minister. Now, for that to enter into effect, first, we have to see the current prime minister, Denis Mihal, to formally resign, and then the Ukrainian parliament, and in all likelihood, this will happen tomorrow, will have to confirm the presidential choice by a vote. But Yulia Sviridenko is running, used to be running as an independent candidate. She's well known by the Verkhovna Rada. And also interesting to highlight here is that Volodymyr Zelensky reshuffles this government. We simply cannot have elections here. We had talked about that before, because under a state of emergency, which is due to Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, you cannot hold elections democratically, simply because you have millions of people displaced. You also have to be able to timely inform candidates that they can run for elections. So all that remains for that government is to reshuffle. And we know that the current prime minister, Denis Mihal, might become a defense minister and might replace in that Rustem Umerov. And Umerov, instead of being defense minister, we could see him in Washington as Ukraine ambassador. But that's all conditional so far.
Now, what has been the reaction in Kiev to the change of mind by Donald Trump? He is going to supply at least defensive missiles, the Patriot missile defense system, via NATO He will sell new equipment to NATO, and NATO countries are expected to hand on their Patriot missile systems to Ukraine. What has been the reaction to that in the capital?
Well, it has been an emotional roller coaster over the past few weeks, Pat, because first we had this unexpected announcement that there was a pause in planned delivery of US equipment to Ukraine, with the worry that this might also involve the shipping of crucial equipment for Ukraine's air defense, which is daily challenged by the strikes we were mentioning earlier. Then there was that announcement a few days ago that those equipment will resume shipping. And then finally, this announcement yesterday that additional Patriot air defense systems would be shipped to Ukraine. Now, of course, there's a relief about that announcement, but there's also interrogations that come with it. How many systems are we talking about? Ukraine already has at least 7 of them, but it had said time and again that it needs at least 10 to ensure sufficient protection of its skies in front of the barrages of drones and of missiles that Russia throws at it every day, every night. And now the interrogation is when those systems would reach Ukraine and how many.
Now, the question of secondary tariffs on Russia's trading partners, I'm not sure how closely people in Kyiv are following this. And also in the US Senate, it seems there's a bipartisan bill. 85 people are supporting a bill that would immediately impose tariffs on Russia. Is that being followed closely in Kyiv, or is there just too much talk about tariffs for anyone to really take it seriously?
It is generally followed because, if you will, there's not only the request by Ukraine to get support to protect itself against the Russian aggression. Ukraine would also want to see the war economy of Russia being affected. And in order for its economy to be affected, it needs to be hit by sanctions, by tariffs, for example, and also secondary tariffs, which might involve Russia's partners in trade. So, of course, it is followed closely because the more the Russian economy is being restrained, the less capacity Russia will have to produce its weapons that it uses to strike Ukraine.
Finally, I should ask you about morale among the population. I mean, it's been a long war, and it's been quite a while since Ukraine got good news. I know occasionally they managed to strike strategic targets in Russia in terms of airfields and aircraft. But, you know, it's been a long time before there's been really good news for Ukraine. How is morale?
Well, it is quite low, I have to say, because, of course, Ukrainians see no end to this war. But that being said, when you look, for example, at polls, a recent poll was showing that there's still a majority of Ukrainians who believe in U.S. support to Ukraine, even if they think this support will be only partial. And it really has shifted to a transactional relation between Washington and Kyiv. Donald Trump got what he wanted. This is a trade. He's going to see U.S. equipment being bought by NATO member states and then sent to Ukraine. But also, when you see the support to the current government, even if people internally would discuss their ministers or Volodymyr Zelensky, they still believe that this government indeed is the best they could have under the circumstances. And simply because Ukrainians have already lost so much in terms of destruction, in terms of also relatives going to fight and not coming back, people here are simply not ready to surrender, to stop this war as is, because they've already lost so much.
Emmanuel Shaz in Kyiv, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.